On BOA plane, leaving Prague airport, rainy day, and the ship whistling hath begun the ascent. And the communists have nothing to offer but fat cheeks and eyeglasses and lying policemen. And the capitalists proffer napalm and money in green suitcases to the naked. And the communists create heavy industry, but the heart is also heavy. And the beautiful engineers are all dead. The secret technicians conspire for their own glamour. In the future, but now drink vodka and lament the security forces. And the capitalists drink gin and whiskey on airplanes, but let Indian brown millions starve. And when communist and capitalist assholes tangle, the just man is arrested or robbed or had his head cut off, but not like Kabir, the Indian saint. And the cigarette cough of the just man above the clouds in the bright sunshine is a salute to the health of the blue sky. For I was arrested thrice in Prague, once for singing drunk on Narodny Street, once for losing my notebooks of sex, politics, dreams, and once for having unusual sex opinions. And I was sent from Havana by plane, by detectives in green uniform. And I was sent from Prague by plane, by detectives in Czechoslovakian business suits, card players out of Cezanne, the two strange dolls that entered Joseph K.'s room at morn also entered mine and ate at my table and examined my scribbles and followed me night and morn from the houses of lovers to the cafes of Centrum. And I am the king of May, which is the power of sexual youth. And I am the king of May, which is industry in eloquence and action in amour. And I am the king of May, which is the long hair of Adam and the beard of my own body. And I am the king of May, which is Král Majalis in the Czechoslovakian tongue. And I am the king of May, which is old human poetry, and 100,000 people chose my name. And I am the king of May, and in a few minutes I will arrive at London Airport. And I am the king of May, naturally, for I am of Slavic parentage and a Buddhist Jew who worships the sacred heart of Christ, the blue body of Krishna, the straight back of Ram, the beads of Chango, the Nigerian, singing Shiva, Shiva in a manner which I have invented. And the King of May is a Middle European honor, mine in the 20th century, despite spaceships and the time machine, because I heard the voice of Blake in a vision and repeat that voice. And I am the King of May that sleeps with youth. And I am the King of May that I may be expelled from my kingdom with honor as of old to show the difference between Caesar's kingdom and the kingdom of the May of man. And I am the king of May, though paranoid, for the kingdom of May is too beautiful to last for more than a month. And I am the king of May because I touched my finger to my forehead, saluting a beautiful girl with trembling hands who said, "One moment, Mr. Ginsburg," before a fat young policeman stepped between our bodies. I was going to England. And I am the king of May, returning to see Bunhill Fields and walk on Amstead Eve. And I am the king of May in a great jet plane touching Albion's shores, trembling in fear as the ship roars to a landing on the gray concrete, shakes and expels air, rolls slowly to a stop under the clouds with a part of blue heaven still visible. And though I am the king of May, the Marxist bureaucrats have beat me upon the street, kept me up all night in police stations, followed me through springtime Prague, expelled me in secret from my kingdom by jet plane. Thus, I have written this poem on a jet seat in mid-heaven.
Pity would be no more if we did not make somebody poor, and mercy no more could be if all were as happy as we. And mutual fear brings peace till the selfish loves increase. Then cruelty knits a snare and spreads his baits with care. He sits down with holy fear and waters the ground with tears. Then humility takes its root underneath his foot, the dismal shade of mystery over his head, and the caterpillar and fly feed on the mystery, and it bears the fruit of deceit, ruddy and sweet to eat, and the raven his nest has made in its thickest shade. The gods of the earth and sea saw through nature to find this tree, but their search was all in vain.